TalkLine Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Torrey Niesling, Chief Equity Officer and First Deputy Commissioner for the New York City Health Department. Fall is here, and so is flu season. To protect against the flu, everyone 6 months and older should get a flu shot. It is particularly important for people who are at higher risk of serious complications from the flu, including adults 65 and older, pregnant people, and people with other medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. The flu shot does not protect you against COVID-19, and the COVID-19 vaccine doesn't protect you against the flu. So, if you haven't had your COVID-19 vaccine, you can get it at the same time as your flu shot. COVID-19 has taught us anything is that we all need to be protected. For more information or to find a flu shot location, visit nyc.gov/flu or call 311.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on families, mask, mothers, and fathers aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles. If you know someone that needs a referral for a therapist, psychiatrist, for an inpatient or outpatient program, feel free to give them our number. It is confidential. One can call anonymously, and that is 718-758-0400. I will repeat the number. Maybe you want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Again, if you want a referral for a parent support group by Zoom or in person, feel free to call 718-758-0400. Mask will be having a program in collaboration with the Gelt Foundation in Crown Heights on the topic of suicide prevention, what you need to know when somebody is struggling with mental health issues and may be suicidal. It is going to be on November 7th. We will talk about it closer to the event on my radio show and give out more information. So, and you can go on to maskparents.org. to register. It is an in-person event in Crown Heights, November the 7th. Tonight, I'm very, very honored to have on with us Chaskenu Organization, which is a peer-led organization that strengthens Jewish women facing mental health struggles, and they offer different programs. I would like to welcome on the project coordinator, Razi Lam. How are you, Razel? Thank you for coming on tonight.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It is such a pleasure to be on here. Your organization is incredible, and it's incredible to talk about, you know, what we have and on your show, and to be able to join together, because mental illness is out there and more awareness, the better.
Absolutely. And Mask always loves collaborating with all the organizations that service families with all mental health struggles, including prevention of at-risk. If anyone has an elementary age student that is struggling in school, please call us. We will help connect you to a parent support group with Dr. Shmuel Brachfeld, Sunday nights by Zoom. And you can register by calling the MASC helpline. Elementary age children, the parents of elementary age children, feel free to call 718-758-0400 to register for Sunday night Zoom with Dr. Shmuel Brachfeld. And by the way, anyone interested, Monday night Zoom is Dr. Debbie Ackerman. Tuesday night in-person group in Brooklyn, Flatbush, Dr. Trish Atia. And Wednesday night's group, Dr. Bencion Twersky on Zoom. Anyone interested in more information about our groups, feel free to call the MASC helpline. So, Razel, let's get right to it. I'd love you to share with my listeners about what is Haskenu, please.
Haskenu is a peer support organization for Jewish women who are struggling with mental illness. It's either the person herself who is struggling or a female family member. We offer a variety of programs, ranging from our annual Shabbaton to twice weekly Zooms and twice weekly phone meetings and in-person events and much more. We are here to help stop the stigma and support those who are struggling.
Thank you. And would you like to share with how was it founded, please?
So Haskenu was founded. We had our first phone meeting back in 2016. There was three women from three different parts of the U.S. who all saw a need and a void, and with the help of others, they were able to come together and found Haskenu, and ever since then, it's been growing and growing.
It has been growing. I know a lot. We refer some clients, and they're very, very satisfied when they become part of Haskenu. They're, whether they're struggling with depression, anxiety, whatever it may be, they do get support by Haskenu. Let's talk about your Shabbaton. Can you describe a little bit what happens when someone comes to a Shabbaton? Because I know with MASC, when people call and we let them know about our meetings and they say, well, other people are going to see us at a meeting and, I'm not so comfortable going. And we always explain to them that if they're there, they also have struggles with a child. So the same with Haskenu, I'm sure. So do you want to talk about the weekend, please?
Yes, and that's so true. People who are coming to events are coming for the same reason that other people are coming, and everybody is in it together. And as Haskenu, the foundation of Haskenu is anonymity, and we do our utmost to make each member feel comfortable and feel that they are safe. And we only go by first name only to help make people feel safer. Our Shabbaton is incredible. It is upstate New York. We have it once a year. Our Shabbaton this year will be in May, and it's incredible. It's an uplifting and fun-filled Shabbos. It's Friday through Sunday, and our members really get to learn a lot and get to know each other and get to laugh and have a good time and relax. Mental illness is very stressful, and getting to feel good and feel confident and have a good weekend with people who really get you is what's really incredible and what really gets our members throughout the year to keep going.
So, Razel, let's tell our listeners what are the age range of your members, please.
So our youngest age is 18. 18 years old is when you can officially join. And we have women of all ages, ranging from 18 through 65, 75. You know, it doesn't matter your age as long as you're 18 and older. And that's really the beauty. We have a wide age range, and everybody is there for each other, and every age doesn't make a difference.
Absolutely. The weekend is fun-filled, low-key, a lot of support and networking. You meet other people that are going through similar situations. A lot of my clients attend and tell me afterwards that it was life-changing for them. Razel, how many members does Huskano have now?
So it started off with a few couple of members, a handful of members, and now we are at over 1,000, a couple even thousands. We don't keep a specific database to protect our members' anonymity, but we've reached over 1,000 for sure. And it keeps growing as, you know, the community.
As we all talk more about stigma free, right?
Exactly, as the community becomes more accepting and more, you know, it's out there. The more it's out there, the more people feel comfortable getting the support that they need.
Right. So let's talk about your helpline with the beginning. When somebody needs Huskano, what happens? Who picks up? Give me a little idea for my listeners to understand if they want to reach out.
So they call Huskanu, and we have intake coordinators who are trained, and they, you know, ask basic questions and the person and introduce them to Huskanu and make sure that they are qualified to be part of Huskanu. And once they finish that phone meeting, which is always very welcoming, and the people are always very inviting and warm. And after that, they are ready to join Cheskenu and join our programs.
You know, some people may question who's behind the organization that's guiding Huskano.
So we have the most incredible rabbinical advisor, Rabbi Yisrael Grossberg. You may know him from
Yes.
Arnava
Yes.
and the seminary, Ataris Nava. He has been with us from the beginning. We also have a clinical advisor who's been with us from the beginning, and her name is Yocheved Rabinowitz. She is a licensed therapist, and she guides us through everything. We also have the backing of other clinical therapists, Dr. David Palkowitz, and many others.
Right, I know Huskano consults with the best from the best professionals, and just to put it out there, people like Dr. David Pilkowitz, who's been doing this maybe 30 years or more, who's the best from the best. Everybody looks up to Dr. David Pilkowitz, and he is so happy. All the therapists. I mean, MASC started, I started the organization 24 years ago, actually, comes Erev Purim, and it'll be 25 years. And I know that years and years ago, they were begging that there should be more organizations out there dealing with mental health. So for all the original, really wonderful clinicians from years ago that I met 25 years ago almost, they are so happy that there are so many organizations out there now, and they offer support to all of us, all the organizations. They are spread so thin because we all reach out to them for guidance. So, yeah, nobody better than Dr. David Pelkowitz. Shout out to him.
Yes, Raisel, he's definitely incredible and so supportive.
Very, very supportive. Raisel, and by the way, I don't know. I mean, MASC has over 113,000 families that I've dealt with over the years, and I don't know how they all have time for everyone because everybody reaches out to them, you know, all the time, not sometime, but all the time. Raisel, maybe you'd like to share a specific story on how Cheskenu impacted somebody's life for the better, of course.
Okay, so, well, first of all, I've been tremendously impacted by Cheskenu myself. I'll just share very briefly. I was in high school, not so typical teen. I was struggling a lot. I was introduced to Cheskenu, and my life has completely changed. I became so self-confident and really changed my outlook on my struggles with mental illness. I am such a happier person. I am such a more content and stronger person because of Cheskenu. That's just my story with Cheskenu and how really Cheskenu has turned my life 360 for the most incredible ways. A specific story, that there was a member who was really not doing well, and she was about to leave on her to fulfill her suicide, like to commit suicide, and she then turned to Cheskenu. She was part of Cheskenu, but she remembered that there are so many people who really care about her and really support her. She turned back, and she is doing so much better, and her life has literally been saved, and she stopped what she was going to do that would unfortunately could have ended her life, and she is living a life fulfilled because of the knowledge that she knew Cheskenu was here for her and Cheskenu was supporting her.
Absolutely. I know my dear friend actually reached out to Cheskenu. I suggested it. And I know that she was helped very, very much as well with the support that was offered on your hotline. Raisel, again, let's talk about your services that you offer. They call, they have support on the phone, and then what else?
So we have, like I said, the Zoom meetings twice a week, the phone meetings twice a week.
How long are they?
So they're usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and that is in total four times a week between the Zoom and the phone meetings.
Raisel, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want my listeners, you know, to get as much information about the Zoom meetings before we go on to the next. My question is, does the camera have to be on at all times?
Not at all. You don't even, as long as you're a member, you don't need to Then you have the information to get on there, and you don't need to even share your name. You don't need to share anything about you. You can just be a listener. You can be from a listener to somebody who's sharing with the camera on. It does not matter. It's whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay, and do they need to stay from the beginning until the end?
No, people come on and come off, whatever you're comfortable with. We're here to support you and not to tell you what you have to do and what you don't have to do. It's whatever you feel comfortable.
Right. So by masks, parent group, it's a little different. By mask, the camera does need to be on because parents want to be able to see who they're sharing their personal information with. So the camera does have to be on, and we do suggest our meetings are 8:30 to a quarter to 10 and 8:30 to 10. So anyone interested again to register for Chaskenu if you're a woman that is struggling with mental health struggles and needs support, they can reach out to Chaskenu. And what is your number, please?
So the number to call for intake is 314-346-7414. I'm going to repeat it. 314-346-7414. And you could always check us out at online at chazkenu.org, chazkeinu.org. And we're also on Instagram at chazkenu. And yeah, that's a great way to reach us. By
Excellent.
phone is the first intake.
That is very important that they have all the different ways to explore what Chaskenu is, and then hopefully they will be able to call for an intake. They need the courage. It takes courage to pick up the phone and say, I need help. I need support. So, anyone out there listening, anyone over the age of 18 years old, may I suggest that you go on to either Instagram or their website or call them because you don't have to suffer alone. If you're home and you're depressed and you're having a hard time going outside and seeing the world, doing what you have to, don't suffer alone. Call Chaskenu. And they will be there and support you, either on the phone or by Zoom, and a wonderful Shabbaton that they offer. What else did you want to say before we get ready to sign off, Razel? Any other programs you want to share?
Yes, so we have a lot. We have a whole bunch of other programs. We have a Chizuk email where we send out beautiful emails a couple of times a week that have really nice things. It has poems and, latest songs and different empowering stuff that could really get you through the week. We have a partner program where people with similar struggles, similar, diagnosis and life, similar age, they are partnered together and they get to know each other on a personal level. We also have live in-person events throughout the year. We have a newsletter, a quarterly newsletter, comes out 4 times a year. It's called Rise. It's informative. It's nice reading material that talks about mental illness. And we have our Empowered Hotline, which is Sunday evenings and Monday evening. I'm sorry, and Wednesday evenings, where you can call up and speak to a licensed therapist who could guide you. And We have a davening group where we have a list of everyone's Tehillim names, and everyone can daven for each other. And yeah, that's just off the tip of my head, but that's definitely an overall.
Wonderful program. So let's give out the information again. Katz Kanu, and they're on Instagram. You want to give out the website and the phone number, please, again.
Yes. So it's 314-346-7414. 314-346-7414. And chazkenu.org, chazkenu.org. You can also email us at info@chazkenu.org. And yeah, that's really the way to reach us and reach out.
And it is World Mental Health Day this week. We want to make sure that everyone speaks about stigma-free. Nobody should suffer on their own. There's so many organizations out there, and that's why I have the radio show, so that I could share with the Klal all the different organizations and topics of mental health so that we can help families with whatever mental health struggles they may be struggling with. So I'd like to thank you very much for being on tonight. Thank you, Razel. Wonderful having you on, and wish you much lacha for everything you do for the Klal. And good luck in your own personal life as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. MASC is incredible, and I feel such a privilege to be able to be on here and share about Chazkenu, and the fact that we're all here together to try to help the Klal is incredible. Thank you for what you're doing for the Klal, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. And anyone that wants to reach Chazkenu and doesn't get in touch with them for whatever reason, you're driving, you can't write down their number, feel free to call MASC. We will give you that information and make sure that you get through to them. Also, again, if you want a parent support group, if you want to participate on Zoom, feel free to call the MASC helpline. And one more message, anyone needing a free naloxone kit for prevention of opioid overdose, please call the MASC office and we will get you a free kit, free online Zooming training. And our number, once again, is 718-758-0400. Thank you very much. I want to wish everybody a good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and for now, virtually, hug tight. Tonight's show is in memory of Rivka Bas Yisrael. Please consider to go online to donate so that we can continue with all the programs that MASC has. And our email, our website, my apology, is www.maskparents.org. That's plural, maskparents.org. Thank you, and have a good night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Easterling from the New York City Health Department. I know some of you are still deciding whether to get the COVID-19 vaccine or not. I hear the concerns at community events, on social media, and even from my own family and friends. And I am hoping that in conversations with people you trust, that you are getting the information you need to make an informed decision. But I continue to be concerned about the high number of people who remain unvaccinated. And we know the reality that communities of color were disproportionately affected by COVID-19. Yet, we see some of the same disparities with who has gotten vaccinated. People of color continue to have some of the lowest vaccination rates, increasing the chances that our communities and our loved ones will be hospitalized or die. If you haven't gotten your vaccine, have a conversation with someone you trust so that we can stop being the most affected, but but the least protected against COVID. Thank you.
Talkline Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.